The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend. We're driving on the highway.
Friday, Friday, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I am who? Rayshawn Blyden. I'm your host. How you doing? It's Friday. Wake up. Let's get this weekend on and popping. Call me 323-835-1123. I am going to be talking about beer, beer, beer. Everyone loves beer. But the stomach... no one wants a beer belly. So that's going to be my main topic today. The origin of beer and how many different types of beer. I'll name some. I'll also tell you a few of my favorites from the past and currently. So that's what we'll be talking about today. And of course, your news, views, and parodies. So let's get this started, because it's Friday! Now, Gosling blast off. First man dazzle. No American flag. I think that I read something of this before. And, what is this? This will be, I guess, under my... views and reviews. Ryan Gosling, Damien Chazelle talk first man as Neil Armstrong strongly takes Madden Voyage Venice. I don't know that I care about this. So, yeah, that's a boring yawner for a Friday. We don't want a yawner. No yawner. Texas race turns nasty. Let us see what happened here. This is from the Dallas News. The Dallas Morning News. Can't ignore Beto. GOP tweets mugshot and Cruz skips Senate votes after railing about August recess. Okay, it says here, Washington, for anyone doubting the flurry of polls showing a neck and neck Senate race in Texas, there's fresh proof this week that Representative Beto O'Rourke has the full attention of Senator Ted Cruz and other Republicans. On Monday, Cruz stepped up attacks on the El Paso Democrat by asserting that O'Rourke's defense of NFL football players who kneel during the national anthem is no better than supporting the burning of flags. He's added campaign events at the last minute, keeping him in Texas through Friday night, even though that meant skipping days of votes in the Senate, where before the summer he'd prod leaders to cancel the traditional August recess, which they did. We must not waste 1 minute of 1 day while we work to fulfill the promises we made to the American people, Cruz said in early June. By working through August, we will continue to fight for more policies, achievements, and to deliver for the American people who elected us. late Tuesday, the state GOP tweeted out an arrest photo of Oroki from 2 decades ago, ramping up efforts to reshape the challenger's image from fresh-faced Kennedy optimist to dangerous radical. There's always the chance that Robert Beto O'Rourke won't debate Senator Cruz because he got into a hazy situation, the tweet reads, over the mugshot. The GOP superimposed the words, "Sorry is all that you can say, but words don't come easily, like sorry. Don't please," "don't quit your day job, Mr. Blyden. Sorry, can't debate. Had a little much to drink. Too much to drink." It's funny because my show is about beer today. And here we are talking about too much to drink. When is too much to drink? When you can't remember what you did last night. That's when it's too much to drink, you know? And I've been there before. Not happy to broadcast that to you, but let me tell you, I have been there before. And I'll probably be there again, you know? So, yeah. When you're running for political office, you have to be squeaky clean, I guess. Squeaky clean. So, this airdrop, I don't know that it's doing anything. I'm still hearing a ringing in my ear. So, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Okay, so yeah. Beer is a good thing in moderation, just like anything else. It really is. So when you drink too much, it's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to drink too much because well, I don't want to get into that right now. You know, I don't want to get into that right now. So let's continue. So my ear is really driving me nuts, I got to tell you. This right ear, I never want to get fungi in my ear again. I don't even know how. I've never had fungi in my ear. But then again, I've had ear problems in the past. But maybe it just got really extreme right now. And it's driving me nuts. It's like, I could tell. You know, like when you have a cut and it heals, how itchy it gets? Well, my ear is super itchy. It really is. My ear is super itchy. And if I scratch it, it's probably going to make it worse. So I shouldn't really scratch it. I really shouldn't.
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Sorry.
Sorry. Can't debate. Had a little too much to drink. The state party also dusted off a photo of the future congressman from his days as a punk rocker. Man, politics is really a hairy thing. I mean, your past, if you want to be a politician, you really, you should have a squeaky clean past, I guess. But the people have gotten, you know, the people are smarter now. So if we like the candidate because we know what they stand for, we're going to stand by them. I don't know too much about these Democrats. I know most Democrats, all Democrats I'd never vote for. And that's because Democrats of this era, they're not Democrats. They're actually socialists and far left leaning. And I'm way far right leaning. So I could never, ever be swayed nowhere near them, if not even close. So, yeah, I'd never be able to vote for today's Democrat. It's funny. I was, where was I? I don't know. I think I was in Springfield. Yeah, I was in Springfield. And I saw some guy by a gas station holding up a sign that says impeach Trump. And I made sure I gave him two thumbs down. I wanted to give him some other fingers, but that was nice. I gave him two thumbs down, and I gave him a very deadly stare. But he had dark shades on. I couldn't see his eyes. And so I went to the fuel station, fueled up, had to pass him again. I said, let me just give him another double thumbs down, which I did. And he just had a stone-cold look on his face. Couldn't see his eyes. So, yeah, speaking of signs, where was I? In Hartford. This was really great. This was brilliant. Billboards can be a really brilliant thing if you're good at what you do. And I have to give it to MGM for this. This was absolutely brilliant. So, as you know, if you live in New England here, there's been two casinos for a decade that's been really just running things in this end of the town, and it's Foxwoods, who came first, and I gambled quite a bit there, and Mohegan Sun, and I've also gambled a bit there. So, and those are both in Connecticut, in Uncasville, if I'm not mistaken, Uncasville, Connecticut, which is pretty far from everything. So now that I live in Massachusetts, here comes the MGM. They decided to build a casino in Springfield, Massachusetts. I've not gone to visit it. It's been open for about a week now. I don't think I intend to visit it, although my friend Mr. Jackson said he's going to drag me in there. But we'll see. But anyway, so MGM, they opened up the casino in downtown, in the heart of downtown Springfield, Massachusetts. So I'm driving by Hartford, and you know the digital billboards. I don't know if you have them in your state, but they're digital billboard, not just the ones that's just regular traditional billboards. And this one caught my attention real fast. This is what it said. It said here, let me see if I can remember exactly. Well, I'm gonna paraphrase. I don't know if I remember exactly, but it said we built a casino in the middle of a city while the others built them in the middle of nowhere, and then they have MGM. It's brilliant because it's basically saying, telling the truth basically, that hey, look, there's a casino right here in your backyard. It's not going to take you 2 hours to get there. It's right here in your backyard. And so I was like, they, without mentioning Mohegan Sun and Foxwood Casino, they really slammed them really good. So I thought that was a brilliant way to bash them. It was great. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. So whoever's running the campaign, that was brilliant. The campaign to try to basically get people from going to Mohegan to go there. I mean, like I said before, people that's outside of Springfield and around Springfield are going to flood in there. Even people from far away who's been going to Mohegan and Foxwood and the odds hasn't been kind to them, they're going to say, let's give MGM a try. It's closer, and let's try it out. So, I mean, who knows where Uncasville, Connecticut is? No one knows where Uncasville, Connecticut is. But most people know where Springfield, Massachusetts is in this area. So, But I haven't ran into any problems as far as traffic. I thought it was going to be bad, so I don't. Maybe because you know, maybe because I during the weekday I've passed by on the highway there that is not that busy. But perhaps if I drove by there on a Friday night or Saturday, I'd feel differently. But so far, I haven't had any problem with traffic, so I really don't have any intention of going there. But if my friends really want to drag me out, then maybe I'll go. We'll see. It's not something like I have a vacation coming up pretty much a day next month. So that's not really on the agenda to go there. You know, it's not really on the agenda. So we'll see. It's not my agenda, put it that way. I'd much rather go downtown Springfield to go to the Springfield Orchestra and take in the orchestra, you know, take in a classical music concert. I'd rather do that than to go to a Springfield casino. So, yeah, I'm not sure how I got off on this tangent there, but let's get back to the story. The state party. You thought I lost my place, didn't you? Yeah, you did. The state party also dusted off a photo of the future congressman from his days as a punk rocker. He's on the left with a goatee. I'm looking at it. And a flowery dress. He does look like kind of a fruity hair, honestly. He looks fruity. And then, so Ted Cruz put that picture of him looking fruity, and then he tweeted out, maybe Beto can't debate Ted Cruz because he's already had plans that they have him in a sundress. It's so funny. I have to like this. I'm sorry. This is funny. I must like this just because I have to like it. I don't have to, but I want to like it. So there you go. I liked it. Okay, so the quickening pace of attacks comes in the aftermath of polls showing Oroki ties with Cruz, or close to it, and with major Cruz allies expressing increasing concern about his ability to hang on to his seat, the Club for Growth, an anti-tax group, plans a seven-figure ad blitz on his behalf. Oroki's campaign didn't respond to a request for a comment about mugshot attack. Cruz aides declined to speak on the record about the senator skipping votes. In May, Cruz co-signed a letter with a dozen other GOP senators urging majority leaders Mitch McConnell, the gobbler, to consider keeping the Senate in session nights and weekends and to cancel the August recess. 2 weeks ago, a frustrated McConnell privately lectured GOP senators about absenteeism, whatever. On Tuesday, Cruz missed a half dozen roll calls to confirm a federal judge, a governor for the Federal Reserve, and other posts. None was controversial or close. He missed votes last week, too, including one on a topic close to his heart, to defund Planned Parenthood. They need to be defunded. Jenny, I can hear Jenny. No, don't defund them. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, the majority whip in the Senate, defended Cruz for skipping work in Washington. We've gotten a lot done that we would have not have gotten done if the senator hadn't been in session during August, Cornyn said. He noted that the GOP and Democratic leaders had cut a deal to get about 15 non-controversial judges and other nominees confirmed this week. We really haven't had any close votes and have turned on an individual senator's presence or absence. I trust Senator Cruz to make decisions in the best interest of his campaign and his service. I don't think the fact that he may not have been here for a vote or two has affected the outcome of those matters at all. A rookie, 45, was arrested twice in El Paso during his 20s in the 1995 on a charge of attempted burglary, and in 1998 for driving while intoxicated. There we go. And my subject today is about beer. Beer. I love my beer. Okay. So, anyway, you get the picture. I'm not going to read all of this. We know that politics is a very dirty game, as we've seen from 2016 campaign. So we know politics is a very, very dirty, filthy game, you know. I'm acting like I'm Jamaican. What am I saying? But no, it really is a dirty, filthy game. It is. It really is.
Sorry. Forgive me, it's all that you can say.
We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, Rayshon Blight and Political Bombshell.cf. Let's continue on. let's continue on, because beer is good. Beer is, well, beer, this, I'm going to get into my beer topic just now, because, excuse me, because I want to save that for my monologue, but beer really is a good thing. I mean, it's like anything else, like I said, you could abuse it. You can abuse it. You can definitely abuse it. So let's take a sip of this, Ah, so good. So good. Tasty, tasty.
Zuckerberg. 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 Zuckerberg.
A first of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look. By a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Zuckerberg.
Facebook risk being dragged into war crimes trials, UN warns. The UN warns. Who? Oh, I'm so scared of the UN. Let's see what the UN has to say. The UN says the United Nations has warned Facebook that it risks being dragged into international war crimes trials for its role in future human rights violations, as it called on the social network to address hate speech more quickly. Code word? Get rid of all the conservatives. That's the code word. Saeed Rad, whatever the hell your name is, Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, said the company risked being an accessory to horrific crimes that the company had not taken. Violence in Burma incited on the social network seriously. It comes after the UN report into atrocities in Burma this week said Facebook had been a useful instrument for those seeking to spread hate. On Monday, the company banned dozens of accounts, including the military chief's own page in the country, where 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled rape and mass murder. Facebook has been accused of allowing false information and hate speech on its platform to spread across Burma, whipping up violence. Speaking in Geneva, Mr. Al Hussein said Facebook risks being subpoenaed in future trials of those accused of the worst crimes if it did not learn its lesson from the violence. So, his comments came in response to Donald Trump warning Facebook and other internet companies to be careful after accusing them of left-wing bias. So, Facebook, like I said, I hope that they become the next MySpace, very irrelevant, because they are a monopoly and they need to be cut down to size. That is the bottom line.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
A
first of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zuckley arm in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Zuckerberg!
Moving along. Useful or creepy? Machines suggest Gmail replies. Let's see here. That's another one that's too big to fail. They gotta be chopped down to size also. New York AP. Google is toeing the line between helping you save time and creeping you out as it turns to machines to suggest email replies on your behalf. The customized auto-responses come in the latest version of Gmail on the web and expand on a feature already available on Android devices and iPhones. There's just one more example on how artificial intelligence is seeping into your life. It's true, it really is. Whether it's to tailor product recommendations or correct spelling, so far the new feature has been drawing mixed responses from users. The new feature is called Smart Reply, offers three short responses like, "It was great seeing you too," or "I'll look into it." Unlike standard auto replies, when on vacation, for instance, these are customized to an individual email based on its context. If you select one, you can either send it immediately or edit it before sending it. The response are automatically created using Google's artificial intelligence system. Humans aren't reading people's email, but machines are scanning them. Although Google stopped scanning email to target advertising in 2017, it still scans them to filter out junk mail, identify phishing scams, and now to create suggested replies. Yahoo and AOL, both owned by Verizon, still scan emails for advertising. Google's suggestions draw on the text of your email. Google says it doesn't analyze anything else. Yeah, right. Okay, and my name is Mud. Like attachments or photos, even though it scans them for security risk. I'm supposed to believe the bukkake coming out of your mouth? It stinks. It smells. That's what I think of the bukkake. The bukkake nonsense. Woman United paid hush money after man masturbated next to me. Wow. Interesting. A woman claims United Airlines paid her $75 of hush money. That's it? $75? Or maybe it's more than $75. Let's read the story. The man masturbated next to her for hours. Oh my goodness. A woman on the United flight from Orange County, California to Chicago claims the man seated next to her masturbated for hours and the airline didn't report it to law enforcement. Michaela Dixon, 21, was traveling with her boyfriend on August 11th when she noticed the man inappropriately touching himself. My boyfriend was asleep in the window seat. I'm in the middle, and the man is in the aisle. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't get up because I didn't want to go anywhere near him, she tweeted about the incident that gave her the worst panic attack of her life. Dixon went on to say she couldn't alert. Why don't you just wake your boyfriend up? That's what I would have did if I was you. I would have waked my boyfriend up and say, and let him deal with it. A man would have been better equipped to deal with it. Maybe punch him in the face or something. Anyway, there you have that. People are honest. Like I told you, people do stupid, crazy stuff like this. Like I told you about the LA, when I used to be part of the LA Fitness, what the fat, nasty old man did in a sauna. I told you about that before. So people are gross. People are gross. Let's see, what else do we have here? No American. Okay, I don't care about that. Chuck Todd, Bombshell, tomorrow. Chuck Todd, Bombshell, what's this? MSNBC's Chuck Todd issued a warning to the press on Thursday evening regarding, please don't give me this, subscribe here, I don't want to subscribe. Regarding the Russia investigation, don't miss work tomorrow. Todd's MTP Daily panel was discussing Special Counsel Robert the Donkey Mueller probe and speculating as to when the investigation will wrap up. Here's what I've learned about Bob Mueller, Todd said. Not a single person that has known him, been with him, worked with him, wouldn't say that he would have ended this investigation if there was no collusion. He would have already ended the investigation. We can't tell that, though, until he tells us. Okay, I don't care much more about that. Don't care. I don't care much more about that. Anything else good here? Astronaut plugs leaked with finger. Argentina currency collapse. I heard about that. Boeing wins big Navy contract for drones. Arrest in courtroom escalate feud. Okay, that's enough news for now. It's Friday. You want to hear about beer. So I'll come back and talk about beer.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer, beer,
beer. Beer, 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 beer.
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends.
Drink till your fat stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you.
We like to drink till we spew.
Ooh! Who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that.
As we sing once more. What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer!
The most wonderful drink in the world.
Hooray!
All right. Let's talk about the origin of beer. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Okay, so the origin of beer. Pretty interesting. If you haven't known about beer, how long it's been around, this will be like a quick review. So, beer is one of the oldest drinks humans have produced, dating back to at least the 5th millennium BC in Iran, and was recorded in written history of ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia and spread throughout the world. As almost any cereal containing certain sugars can undergo spontaneous fermentation due to the wild yeast in the air, it is possible that beer is like drinks were independently developed throughout the world soon after a tribe or culture had domesticated cereal. Chemical tests of ancient pottery jars reveal that beer was produced as far back as about 7,000 years ago in what is today's Iran. The discovery reveals one of the earliest known uses of fermentation and is the earliest evidence of brewing to date. In Mesopotamia, the oldest evidence of beer is believed to be 6,000 years old. Sumerian tablet depicting people consuming a drink do read straws from a communal bowl. A 3,900-year-old Sumerian poem. China residue on pottery dating from between 54 and 4,900 years ago shows beers was brewed using barley and other grains. I think China uses rice. Is it China? Yeah, I think so. I wasn't too fond of rice beer. Wasn't too fond of it, no. So I don't want to read all the history. You can look it up yourself. I'm just giving you some tidbits here. Tidbits of beer. What I really want to talk about is different types of beer and let you know some of the ones I like. So different types of beer. For instance, the one I'm drinking right now is by a brewery. I like a lot of local breweries. Microbreweries, that's it. I like a lot of microbreweries. Powder Hollow Brewery. This is from Enfield. If you live in Enfield, Connecticut, and you're into IPAs, this one is a great one. It's called Hop Hazard Double IPA with 9.2 alcohol in volume. Very tasty and very strong. Very expensive for it comes in a 4-pack. So basically 2 4-pack cost you $25. A Table and Vine, which is in West Springfield, Massachusetts. I like to go there. So let's talk about different types of beer, because yes, so when I first began drinking, I had no idea what beer smear was. I had no idea. And my first experience with beer, because I didn't grow up with that stuff. We didn't, except one time when I think I told this story before. I went to church with my mom, and it was Church of God, it was Prophecy. And I was outside, and a stranger called me across the street. Some guy, I don't remember if he was a bum, I don't remember his. I just know he called me across the street, and kids are trusting. And of course, I went straight to him. And he had Miller Lite. He gave it to me. He said, have a drink. I tasted it. It tasted gross. I did not like it. And my mom quickly ran over there, and the man ran away, basically. So I don't know if he was trying to get me drunk so he could drag me away and do whatever. I had no clue. I just knew I didn't like the taste of it. And that was the first and last time I ever tried it until I left St. Thomas and I was a man. I was going to school, was good friends with Travis. He invited me to to a house party of his and handed me what was looked to be a huge bottle. And it was a 40-ounce, I want to say it was private stock. It was either private stock or OE. I can't remember when, which one. It was one of those. I remember in my head being a green bottle, so it's got to be a private stock. I remember after drinking that, in the basement is where I woke up in the morning. I definitely crashed. And back then, I wasn't drinking it for the taste. I was drinking it to get drunk because that's what I saw what everyone else did. They drank it and they got drunk. So that was a malt liquor. I don't know if that falls under beer, but that was malt liquor. You know, fast string forward to now, I am a connoisseur of beer because I know the difference and I know that certain beers have a really good taste to it. There's some that will really mess you up. IPAs happen to be one of the much stronger beers. That's why they cost a lot more than other beers, because they're just, I don't know how they're made, but I just know that they're stronger than, say, like a stout. Stouts are strong, but stouts also taste very good. Not that IPA don't taste good, but it has like a chocolate taste, stouts. And it's like thicker in volume. So I like, usually would tend to drink stouts in the wintertime when it's cold out, because it seems to be more a heavier beer than IPA. IPA seems to be more of a spring, summer type beer because it's not as strong. And it does have some of the, what they call it, aftertaste with IPA. Like, for instance, this Hop Hazard Double IPA. Let me take a sip real quick and tell you the aftertaste. Hold on. To me, it has like a, it's hard to describe this one. It's not really quite grapefruit. Like, I've had some IPA that has like a grapefruit aftertaste. I can't put my finger on this one. It's almost like a hint of orange. Yeah, it's like a hint of orange. Very good stuff. But IPA basically, what's IPA? IPA stands for India Pale Ale. And beer types. Ales happen to be the first one here. And it says here, brewed with fermenting yeast at cellar temperature, ales are fuller bodied with nuances of fruit or spice. And it's true, I could definitely taste the fruit and spice. And a pleasantly hoppy finish. And that's like an understatement, very hoppy. Generally robust and complex with a variety of fruit and malt aromas. True. Ales come in many varieties. They're not kidding. They could include bitters, milds, abbey ales, pale ales, nut browns, etc. And like I said, right now I am drinking an India Pale Ale. And ales are 30% of all sold in Canada. So Canadians like their pale ales, or ales rather. So there's that. Lagers. I like lagers too. I can't think of any names right now because it's been a while since I had a good lager, but lagers are good too. Like certain, I can't even think of the name of it. It's like a beer from Boston. I can't think of the name of it, but they make good lagers. Anyway, lagers originates from the German word Lagem or Lagem, which means to store. It refers to the method of storing it for several months in near freezing temperatures, crisp and refreshing, with a smooth finish from longer aging lagers, are the world's most popular beer. This includes Pilsners. I never heard of that one. A lager which can range from sweet to bitter and pale to black is usually used to describe bottom fermented brews of Dutch, German, and Czech styles. Most, however, are a pale to medium color and have high carbonation and a medium to high hop flavor. Lagers are 56% of all beer sold. So this is like a story from Canada. So that's what it's telling you about how much is sold in Canada. So I'm not going to read that part of it anymore. Stouts and porters. Stouts are delicious. Like, there's one, I can't even think of the names right now, but there's like this one that, if you heard of Munson chocolate, well, they use Munson chocolate to make this stout. It tastes delicious. And a friend of mine, Stan, told me I should mix Young's double chocolate stout with Sam Adams cherry wheat. And tastes like a chocolate-covered cherry, and it tastes delicious. I've had that many a time, so if you want to try that out and let me know how you like it, then let me know. That's Young Double Chocolate Stout and Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. Sam Adams was the Boston beer I was talking about earlier. I couldn't remember the name until now. So stouts and porters. There's very little distinction between a porter and a stout, but they do have their differences. Porter is a dark, almost black, fruity, dry, top fermenting style. An ale porter is brewed with a combination of roasted malt to impart flavors, color, and aroma. Stout is also a black, roasted brew made with top fermentation. Stout, not as sweet to taste, features a rich, creamy head, it's true, and is flavored and colored by barley. Stouts often use portion of unmalted roasted barley to develop a dark, slightly astringent, coffee-like character. Malts, now we're moving on to malts. Generally dark and sweeter in flavor, malts contain hints of caramel, toffee, and nuts. They can be light to full-bodied. Beer styles, now, in addition to types, a beer's character can be described by its style. Amber is a versatile beer. Amber beers are full-bodied, malt aromas with hints of caramel. These beers could be either lager, or ale. Blonde. Blonde ales are very pale in color and tend to be clear, crisp, and dry, with low to medium bitterness and aromas from hops and some sweetness from malt. Brown, dark amber or brown color in color, brown ale have evidence of a caramel and chocolate flavors and may have a slight citrus accent or be strong, malty or nutty, depending on area of brewing. Cream, a very mild, sweetest golden style ale. Dark. Dark ale is a British type beer combining hops, yeast, and a blend of malts. It's a medium chestnut brown color with a delicate fruity smell and robust malty character. Fruit beers, fruit. Have I had fruit beer like blueberry? Yeah, I've had fruit beer like blueberry. Yeah, I have that before. Let's see. Where is it? So, most fruit beers are ales. However, they typically do not carry an ale character in order to allow for fruit flavor to come through nicely. The malt flavor is not dominant, and there is a low bitterness level to the beer. Golden. First developed in the UK, golden ales are straw-colored with a slight hint of citrus and vanilla. The beer can sometimes contain spicy flavors. Honey, a full-bodied beer with a creamy texture and copper color. Honey beers are slightly sweet with hints of caramel. Indian Pale Ale, which is what I'm drinking right now, a hoppier version of pale ale, true, originally brewed in England with extra hops to survive the journey to British troops stationed in India. Oh, that's what they call it, India Pale Ale. Okay, I get it. Light, extremely light in color and mild in flavor. Light beer has fewer calories and or lower alcohol content. Lime. Typically light in flavor with a refreshing lime taste. The intensity of the lime can differ from very subtle to strong. So, let's see. Wheat, I talked about wheat. The cherry wheat, actually, but this is about wheat. It's a light and easy to drink with very little aftertaste. Wheat provides a soft character to beer. It's true. Sometimes hazy, cloudy, with a touch of spice notes. Strong is okay. That's enough. That's enough for that. The point is, beer is so many different types. So many I didn't get into. There's just too many of them. Too many of them I could name. Friday. Let's see here. So, some of my favorites, like I said, and it's hard because I drink a lot of microbreweries, and to remember all these names, I haven't drank a lot since some of these in a while, like some beer. Basically, I have my spring, summer, autumn, winter beers. So, for instance, in the summer, I'm not going to drink stouts because they're heavier beer, and I drink those in the winter. And some beers I'll just drink all year round. Like, it had this one, I can't think of the name right now, It's red. It's like an ale, I think. I can't think of it right now. Killian beer. It's a red Irish beer, I think. That's like a spring and summer beer. Very light. And it's not heavy in volume. So I like to drink that this time of year. So stouts in the winter. When it's colder, I just like drinking it. So, I don't know. I don't think I have much more to say. As I'm downed in some IPA right now, very tasty. I'd like to know some of the different beers that you like. You know, send me a message, 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. And go on the contact and send me a message there. So, it's been nice spending an hour or so with you guys on Friday. I don't want to take up too much of your weekend. Just wanted to just say thank you for your listenership. And I hope you continue to listen. Tell a friend if you like what you hear. I thank you very much for the listenership. I really and truly do. Thanks, everyone. Have a lovely weekend. I will see you, God's willing, on Monday.
Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday, Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. Fly, fly, fly across the sky. Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Have a great weekend. See you.
Political corruption cripples a nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go.